Welcome to the Scott Shepper Podcast. I am a man on a mission to create an army of independent writers, creators, and thinkers who make a hell of a living doing what they love. And it all starts with one thing, and that is doing things the old way, the hard way, the deliberate way, the anti-net way. Listen in as I share thoughts and rants of what goes on behind the scenes as I create an independent knowledge empire, where I get to spend my days doing what I love, reading, writing, and thinking while making a hell of a living and helping my people do the same. What is up, friend and fellow anti-netter? So I want to try to describe a scene to you, an environment to you, and also a character for you. And this is a real life character. It is a true character. And it is a person that I encountered actually yesterday. You see, you guys may have heard of it, especially if you're in the U.S. There's basically an institution, health institution. I don't even know what to call it. It's called Kaiser. It's like basically your doctor. It's like your all-in-one bureaucratic doctor institution. It's called Kaiser Permanente. Okay. And, you know, I guess I was just idiotic or lazy or whatever. But about 5 years ago, when I moved back from the Virgin Islands to the United States of America and actually, you know, started paying for healthcare again, because there's really no healthcare in the Virgin Islands, I needed to get like a healthcare and, medical insurance and a freaking doctor and all of that bull crap again, which, you know, I do think it's bullcrap unless you freaking need help, you know. So anyway, you're kind of like forced in the U.S. to get, pay for medical insurance for the most part. So I went and I got Kaiser. And, you know, here's the thing. Kaiser, it's kind of like this one big bureaucratic institution, but it's gotten a lot better, okay? It's gotten way better than, I guess, apparently what it used to be. But it's still, when I walk into a Kaiser building, okay, it's like literally just old people ready to fall down and freaking die and collapse. Like, it's what it is. There's like, I would say 80% wheezers who are just like, don't take care of themselves and are just, you know, I don't know, if you stand in line at the DMV or, I don't know, stand in line in the welfare line, it's kind of gives you the same type of vibe and crowd for the Kaiser crowd. Okay, not as bad, but that's kind of the environment that you walk into whenever you walk into a Kaiser. Okay, and so I was getting a prescription medication, my freaking inhaler, you know, because I have asthma, and it's whenever it's like the fall time, I get wheezy and all that. So I needed to go pick it up. Okay, and so I drove in yesterday, which was a Thursday afternoon, after, you know, basically just being a hermit and reading and writing all day in my office, you know, for like a few hours, right? And I went into Kaiser, I walked in, and, you know, it's just basically Kaiser inside. It's just freaking environment where people are about to keel over looking for their freaking medication. I walk inside this building. You know, it's beautiful, Southern California, but you walk inside a building, there's no sunlight out, you know, there's no sunlight, and the fluorescent lights are like, not only like, they're not even light or white, they're like freaking the color of like vomit inside, like just like the lights are about to, you know, crash and burn and die, and it's like kind of just a really gloomy kind of environment. There's no windows, and that's the environment. So I walk into the pharmacy, and it's in that type of environment, and, you know, the walls are lined with your typical cough drops and stuff, and there's a freaking the hand sanitizer everywhere. Half the people are wearing masks. The people that aren't wearing masks are the ones that should be wearing masks. You know, they're the ones that are freaking coughing and they're sweaty and they're just, it's just that type of environment. So I get to the front line to pick up my my inhaler, my prescription, and I'm greeted by this rather portly and rotund lady that looks kind of like she doesn't even want to be there. She kind of like murmurs over her breath, like, "What's your Kaiser number?" Like, kind of like that. And I'm like, thinking, I'm like, what the hell? Like, I hand her my ID because that's like a way that you can usually look someone up. And she goes, "You don't have your CASA card?" I'm like, "No, I don't. Do you want me to look it up on my phone?" And like, she just like murmurs. She's like, "Meh." So I couldn't really hear her. And then I'm standing there and like a minute goes by. 2 minutes go by. I'm like trying to be present. I'm like not getting out my phone. 3 minutes go by. 4 minutes go by. Okay. You know, at that point I pull out my phone. I'm like, okay, I'm going to just like not let, you know, this lady like belabor this process that usually should last about 5 minutes. I'm going to actually get some work done while I'm standing in line and like reply to some emails and stuff. So more time goes by and then she, you know, looks back and asks a manager to come and help her out. And the manager is like, "Oh, yep, try this. Anyway, fast forwarding, it turns out they couldn't find my prescription. So she's like, "You know what? We're having a hard time finding it. Go sit down on the bench over there." I'm like, "How long will it be?" And she's like, "I don't know." So I'm sitting there. It's like about 15 minutes goes by and like there's a huge long lines. People are like kids in there, just a bunch of, you know, people in there coughing, looking to get their prescriptions. Like I literally thought like it was like 30 minutes and I'm like this and I'm looking back there checking the counter and, you know, I don't think the lady had even moved an inch. You know, she's rather portly and stout and she just, you know, wasn't really actively caring about anything or caring to find my prescription, and she just really didn't seem to care at all. So I'm like, "You know what? Should I just freaking like I'm like this sucks." I'm like in my head this whole time I'm like, "What the hell am I doing here? I'm wasting like precious time. This sucks. This is horrible. I got to get out of here. I got to change Kaiser. This sucks. I should just get up and leave." So I'm about to do that. And I take a step up. You know, I stand up. I get off the chair. And I can't go back and cut people because there's like now a line of 40 people. So I can't really cut. They don't understand the context of me cutting and asking, "Hey, where's my, you know, freaking prescription? Where's my inhaler?" Right. So I'm like, you know, I just, I have social anxiety. I'm like, I gotta get the hell out of here. And so I start to walk out the door and then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try this line. There's this one line for like a prescription drop off and it was empty. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to walk up to the guy that's working at the front of this line and see if he can just help me. So I walk up. And this guy, he's got long hair. He's freaking looks like a surfer dude. He's got these big boots. And he looks up at me. And I say, "Yeah, I was over there and they couldn't find my prescription. I was, you know, sent over here." He's like, "Oh, you're over there and you're sent over here. Bummer, man." He gives me a fist bump. He's like, "Dude, I'm going to freaking find this thing for you. We're going to freaking find this. I'm going to take care of this. Blah, blah, blah." He sees my phone. I've got my girlfriend and I, a picture of us and like Catalina on my phone. He's like, "Dude, is that your girlfriend? Oh, amazing. She's hot. I just got with a girlfriend. I'm in my honeymoon phase. Oh, man, I hope it's so freaking awesome. I hope it lasts. The honeymoon phase lasts. When are you going to get married?" Like, he's like hilarious. I'm like, where the hell did this guy come from? He's like this surfer dude with the most positive attitude. And he's working in this drab and dreary freaking Kaiser Permanente pharmacy with like all these, you know, middle-aged people that look like they just hate their lives working there. And there's this dude who's probably like, I would say like 28, something like that. And he is freaking high on life. He's high-fiving the rest of his team members. And they're like, "What?" They're, you know, his team members are like, "Oh man, I don't want to be here." But he's like kind of like inspired a few of them. They're like all super like happy. And this guy says to me, he's like, "Oh dude, I've got some tricks on my sleeve. We're going to find this freaking thing." And anyway, he goes for like maybe like freaking, I don't know, 20 minutes. He's like pays attention. He's the only one that cares. He gets the entire team of like 30 people that are stressed out of their freaking minds, like asking him. And they're freaking checking and they're trying to find it. And, you know, it went on for like about 30 minutes and the line kind of got long behind me. So he's like, "Dude, we're going to go through this massive list. I'll show you like everything. Here's what we're going to do. But you know, if you want, it'd probably be safest if you, you know, if we can give you a call, let me write down your number." I was like, "Dude, that's totally fine." He like lit me up. Like, I'm in this drab and dreary environment, and just this one individual with his attitude has just, like, completely changed everything. Changed my, like, attitude about everything. I'm just like, this guy's freaking awesome, you know? And, like, we're, like, hitting it off. Like, he's just freaking cool. He's just super positive. And he's just, it's just almost hilarious. They need to make a movie about this guy. Like, he's in this most drab and dreary environment, and he has the most spicoli positive attitude. He's hustling and working his ass off, and he's, like, super happy. Anyway, they couldn't find it, and so, you know, I basically left. I was like, hey, I actually don't care. Like, it's fine. And, you know, instead of being, like, just super negative Nancy, I was, like, in a good mood still after that. I was like, it's really inspirational, honestly. Just to find someone that's just so awesome when the surrounding environment, you know, dictates you not to be super positive and not to be high on life and stoked and, you know, to be super, super pumped, right? So I'm driving back from there right now. That's why I'm creating this car pod for you. And the one thing I want to share about it is that, like, I just got back there, and again, I ran into him. First thing he says is, oh, you're back, dude, we found it, like, 10 minutes after you left, so sorry, blah, blah, blah. But he's, like, so cool, so nice, and we were, like, shooting the breeze, you know. Just, he's like, oh, man, hey, we're not even gonna charge you, you know, what it would cost for your prescription. We're gonna knock off $20, so it's just gonna cost you nothing. He's like, that way you can pay for the wedding. And I'm like, you know, I was just laughing. I'm like, thanks for covering, you know, 0.00001%. It really means a lot, you know, joking stuff. And this individual is, like, so freaking stoked and happy and high on life. And it makes his day go 10 times faster. And it also, like, changes, like, his entire experience and everyone else's experience that he comes into contact with. It was really, really cool. It's kind of a reminder. You know, I've gone through phases where, especially early in my career, I would, you know, have a really positive attitude. But, you know, there's a lot of times, a lot of days that I kind of forget that. Like, life is freaking hard as hell. And you can't just be especially with us, like, you know, I'm naturally an introvert. And naturally as an introvert, a lot of the times it's really easy for you to get in your own head and not be the, you know, happiest person out there. And one of the things that it's always good to remember is to almost, you know, be that badass that's always happy, that overcomes all of the negative bullcrap in your environment and in life. And be absolutely grateful and really just inspired and say, you know, what's even cooler than being negative. I don't know if you remember this, but maybe in high school, at least the high school that I went to, it was like all the cool kids were like emo and negative, kind of, you know, just like negative. And in the real world, it's the exact opposite is true. Like, if you are in a negative environment in the real world, like, there's a lot of negative out there. If you're like, you know what, screw it, I'm here for a short time, I'm just gonna have the time of my freaking life, I don't care. It's just a fantastic way to live life. It's kind of a good reminder, I think, for all of us. So that's really the main point of this. Like, the main point of this, it's kind of like the book that Cal Newport. Hey, real quick, this podcast was made possible by my sponsor, which is me. Yes, frickin' me, Sir Scott of Shepper. You see, I am committed to never shilling some dildo freaking hipster crappy product like all the other podcasters do. All right? So my only ask is that you spend 10 seconds right now, pull to the side of the road, even if you're on the frickin' freeway, and rate and review this podcast. Then share it with a friend. That's my only ask. You see, this will help spread my movement. I want to create an army of 1,000 independent writers, creators, and thinkers who get to spend their days doing what they love, writing, creating, thinking, and taking notes using analog tools, while also making multiple six figures if they even choose to. And more importantly, I want to help my people build a tribe of people that they were meant to serve. And so by rating and reviewing this podcast right now, you will directly help me and many others in achieving this mission. Peace.